The German archive contains 50 million documents that will be open to historians and Holocaust scholars for the first time. The files hold virtually everything the Nazis recorded in the death camps, where 6 million Jews were killed. They contain 17 million names of Jews, homosexuals, the mentally ill, gypsies, and other people who were sent to the camps and forced into slave labor. The breakthrough came last month when Germany agreed to soften its privacy protection rules in response to pressure from Jewish groups. The opening of the archive was welcomed by the Yad Vashem Holocaust Memorial in Jerusalem. Nazi hunter Ephraim Zuroff, who heads the Simon Wiesenthal Center in Israel, says it is an important step.
This is a veritable gold mine of information,
including what happened to hundreds of thousands of Jews who disappeared without a trace.
There's a lot of information about individuals, their fate, people who were incarcerated in concentration camps, what happened to them, how they were killed. There's information on the post-war escape of Nazi war criminals.
Zuroff told VOA that it is especially significant to relatives of the victims.
Listen, if you're looking for a file on your grandfather, and until now it's not been accessible, then I would say that it's pretty important for you. And you would not be the only person in that situation. I think there's a desire by many people to learn as much as possible about the fate of their loved ones during the Holocaust.
Zuroff says the archive should have been opened decades ago, but it is better late than never. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.